Good evening and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. Tonight we have two new plays written, directed, and performed by local elementary and secondary students. First, we present Killer Content, written by Grace Coe and Molly Peterson, and directed at the Riverfront Playhouse by Neptune Dobbs with help in the studio from John Welsh. Killer Content is the story of a young woman in a toxic relationship and how she escaped from online media madness.
Thank you for the ice cream, Chad. There sure are a lot of police sirens, huh? I heard they're looking for some deranged serial killer.
Yeah, there's a lot of sketchy people down here.
Remind me, Chad, why are you wearing a Red River mask?
Oh, no reason. It's just the hot new look.
Aw, but babe, I haven't seen your face at all. You do seem a lot more muscular since you were yesterday. By the way, why are we in an alleyway?
All right, girlie, that's enough out of you.
Oh my god!
I hope you like your dress in red.
Again? Chad, you already tried to stab me in last week's video.
What? Does your boyfriend do this stuff normally?
What? You aren't, Chad?
No, I'm sorry. I was about to gut you like a fish, and you were going to let me because you thought I was your boyfriend?
You see, he's a YouTuber.
What?
He's a social media influencer, and he does these prank videos.
What kind of pranks?
Well, 2 months ago, he poured cement into my bed while I was sleeping, and I was stuck for, like, a week. Chad recorded the whole thing and used me as a dinner table.
Oh my god.
Then there was this other time, when he had me use this bath bomb made out of mercury acid, or when he waterboarded me to make me confess that I ate his sandwich and I didn't, it was our dog. I think the worst one was when he disguised himself in a rubber mask like yours and kidnapped me, having me tied up in a basement for 3 days, and when I finally escaped, he revealed that it was a loyalty test. Apparently, he thought Stockholm Syndrome would be hot.
That's criminal.
Oh, he just has a dark, underground sense of humor. It makes good content.
No, I'm serious. Your boyfriend is messed up. I don't know who this Chad guy thinks he is, but he never has the right to treat people like that. What's your name?
Rosie.
Rosie, girlie, you need to dump his ass and date yourself for a long time. You need a break. In fact, how do you feel about takeout?
That actually sounds really good. Sure. Where to?
Wherever you please. I'm treating you tonight. Believe me, you deserve it. So, Rosie, tell me more about this boyfriend of yours.
What's going on, Chad lads? It's me, the Chadstick. This week, I've got another prank in store for Rosie, my girlfriend. Now, she's already a decent 4 out of 10, but I have an idea that'll make her an absolutely smoking 10. So here, I have her hairdryer. Pretty basic stuff. She uses it every day. But in my other hand, I have something enlightening to combine it with. That's right, guys. We're gonna set my girlfriend's hair on fire! My best take, too. Turn this stupid thing off. Thank you. Bills. Junk. Bills. Junk. And a mugshot. Huh. This guy's been in the area for a while. Huh. Who wears a red rubber mask in a mugshot? Wait. Wanted for $50,000? Wow. And recording. What's going on, Chad lads? It's me, the Chadstick, back with another update vlog. The actual upcoming video is gonna take a little longer to come out, but trust me, it'll be absolutely killer.
So yeah, that's his YouTube channel. He's just really out there.
How does this stuff get so popular?
Kids will watch anything.
Wow, this is sick. I can't believe he treats you like this. And then other people see it as entertainment? What a psycho. Last of the breadsticks. Wanna split it?
Sure.
Mind the blood.
The videos do pay the bills.
Yeah, but are you happy?
I want to be. I don't know. It's complicated. We've been together for 6 years. There was a time when he was very sweet and not as overbearing. I've tried to talk with him about the pranks, but he always finds a way to pin the argument to me like it's my fault, and he usually wins. Babe, stop being so sensitive. It's so... I always think the flaws in our relationship are because of me, but then again, he's not the one who's affected by the pranks.
So you're not happy?
No.
Rosie, girlie, I don't care how many years you've been together with him. If he's putting these pranks before you, you're through. I'm not letting an innocent girl play victim to a narcissistic Chad and his prank channel. I know what you're going through. Before I was a serial killer, I had this girlfriend, and she was a toxic person. She judged me for my knife collection. She drove me away from my friends. She was just a very verbally abusive person. I may be a serial killer now, but damn, people like Chad make me livid. Girlie, dumping him is gonna make things so much better. It'll be so worth it in the end. Tell him you know your worth. Move out. Are your parents still around?
Yeah, but I'm not sure.
Stick with your parents for a while. Till you find a house for yourself, you can do this. If you can get through with me, with those suppressed feelings, you can definitely get through with Chad.
Wow. Thank you. I don't know what to say.
Don't thank me yet until your boyfriend is absolutely obliterated.
Hey, I know you didn't want to take off that mask, and I totally respect that, but your eyes look familiar. Have I seen you somewhere?
Yeah, I'm getting those vibes too. Did you go to Patrick's Park College?
Yes, I did. Wait.
D&D Club!
You were the human child wizard with the baby dragon.
And you were that crazy barbarian chick with the insane body count. Oh my god, girlie, you weren't even wearing a mask. How did I not recognize you?
It's alright. It's been a while. I haven't been able to get into any groups as of late because of, well, you know.
Girlie, nah, that's gotta change. You, me, some other people I know, Friday at 6. You would be perfect for a party. I need Goblin Girl back. She's the most gruesome player I know.
Do you need her to shoot up a storm of guards?
Shoot them dead.
Okay, Chad lads. She's here! Hey, baby.
Hey, Chad. Can we talk? It's about something personal.
Personal? Absolutely! Just look into the camera, babe.
Chad, I think it's best if we break up.
Oh, babe. You know that I do these breakup pranks the best? You're so funny.
Is it oh so funny that my bags are already packed? Chad, turn off that camera.
Babe, you can't be serious.
Well, I am. I'm leaving today. And I'm taking the dog.
Babe, stop being so sensitive. What did I even do?
You've changed. And it's because of that stupid prank channel and...
Stupid?
Yeah. I just can't take these weekly pranks anymore, and... Wait, why is my hair dryer... Did you tamper with my hair dryer? What even is this now? A death ray?
Babe, I wasn't gonna go through with it. And, okay, fine. I'll tone down the pranks. But there's just this one thing you need to do.
No, Chad. We're done.
No. Rosie, you know, this has been cute and all, but if you're moving out, where are you even going to go? Your parents?
Probably.
Wow, good luck with that. Being a single college dropout, living at their parents. I mean, really, Rosie. Do you even have a life outside of this room? Like, any life skills or career connections? Do your parents even want to see your face anymore? Because last time I checked, I thought they disowned you after their anniversary dinner 5 years ago. What did you do? Wreck the new family car?
Stop shifting the blame. You took their car and put me behind the wheel without telling me it was theirs. You knew I wasn't a good driver at the time, and I... You
crashed it. Now Rosie, that was a good prank video. We got a big check in the mail because of all of those views and shares and likes and comments. That's the thing. With me, you have a following, stacks of cash, and a career. I'm all you've got and all you know. And you don't think that. You know it. I'm pretty sure you see yourself as nothing without me. So go ahead. The door is that way. I'd like to see what shriveled life you create for yourself as a homeless, washed-up hag. Leave, Rosie. Yeah. Good. Now can you dry those tears and join me here? And... recording. Hey guys! I finally got my hands on Rosie. So now, she can play bait.
Chad, what are you doing?
Rosie is handcuffed and locked. The doors are unlocked. And now, I'm going to catch America's most wanted. You see, Rosie looks like your classic dumb blonde horror movie victim. So she is the perfect candidate for...
Chad, this is criminal.
No, babe. It's content. What was that? Yes! Yes! He's here!
All right, girlie, he's down. So give it to him straight.
Rosie, what is this guy talking about?
Chad, you're the most toxic person I've ever met in my life.
Yes, girlie.
Says the girl standing with a serial killer?
Yeah. Well, how come this serial killer has treated me with more respect than you have in years? Years!
I'm giving you a following, money, a career!
No, what you're giving me are cuts, burns, and mental breakdowns. I never wanted a following, or money, or a career. For God's sake, Chad, can you even call YouTube a career? I just wanted you and your love, but now this isn't love. Nothing about this relationship is loving. No one who has love and respect for their partner would acid burn them, waterboard them, or make a death ray. I mean, really. Are you trying to kill me? And you know, I don't know what's going to happen between me and my parents, but I do know that I'll be happier anywhere but here.
Babe,
stop being so sensitive?
Sensitive? Ha! I think after calling me worthless for years on end, we're past sensitive. I've made my fair share of mistakes while I was with you, but I know my worth, you narcissistic jerk. We're done.
But, babe...
Dude, you're injured. Sit down and shut up.
You know, I may look pathetic now, but the fans are gonna eat this up. Yep, still recording. I mean, this video has it all. Drama, bloodshed, an actual serial killer, and a live breakup? Thanks for putting me on trending. And I hope you both can find happiness in prison. Now, if you excuse me, I need to post this. So long, suckers. Ah, oh, God. Ow.
Well, he's down again.
He does have the evidence.
Here's the hairdryer. Your choice.
Oh, I've been wanting to make this choice for a long time.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Rosie, baby. You know that I was just kidding. Listen, you're beautiful. You're stunning. You're gorgeous. You're hot. You're fire. You're marvelous. You're magnificent. You're dazzling, alluring, pleasing, lovely. Foxy, please give me one more shot.
Aw, babe. Stop being so sensitive.
Oh my God, girly, yes. Goblin Girl is back.
I can't believe it's over.
Woo. You're free. Look at you. Verified girl boss over here.
Well, I wouldn't have done it without you. So thank you for everything. Yo, that boyfriend of mine is looking pretty crispy. How do you normally clean up bodies?
We actually might not have enough time. If the neighbor's called, have the dog eat him, I don't know.
Here we are. A fresh new start.
You ready, girly?
Very.
Hey guys! Rosie! Baby, you still there?
Finish him off!
Ah, help! No! Ah, ah, ah.
You have been listening to Killer Content. Written by Grace Coe and Molly Peterson and directed by Neptune Dobbs with help from John Welsh. The cast featured Sydney Ahern, Danessa Lemos, and Thorin Hansen. Our second play, Redemption, was written by Madeline Rose Brown and directed by Tazio Russo. Three high school seniors plan to go to college together, which doesn't exactly work out, but they meet again several years later.
I was like, you need to write this poem. And she said, no, Maggie, you don't understand the mental struggle. And I was like, emotions are valid, Rex.
Maggie, Rex, she's a great poet, but you have to consider that breaking up with her boyfriend was really hard.
I mean, yeah, of course. But have you considered that if we all become famous, we could do interviews and press conferences and photo shoots together?
Right.
We could do the rest of life together. The magnificent trio of... what would we call ourselves?
Nobodies. I mean, we could call ourselves the Wrights. No, too cliche.
Let's not be cliche, Lore. I know. The Playwrights. Perfect.
What?
I'm sorry you broke up with your boyfriend.
But
we are the Playwrights destined to be famous.
Okay, so how are we doing that?
You write your poem and publish it. Laura will write one of her fabulous songs and perform, and I will finally finish that novel.
Then none of us are really playwrights?
Yeah, I guess that doesn't really work.
I'm singing?
Of course!
Okay then, but can we please worry about college stuff for a minute? I mean, I'm completely stressed.
About?
I still have to pick which college I'm actually going to go to, and the deadline's coming up.
Yeah, I'm going to community college, but I can't imagine having to pick between universities you got accepted to.
I thought we were going together.
I know, it just doesn't sound realistic.
So you're leaving me?
She didn't say that.
What about our dream?
I love you, but I really don't want to conform myself to you if I have so many options.
Then I don't think I can handle this. I can't focus.
Maggie, what?
Hear me out.
I'm sorry, Laura.
She'll come around.
Please just protect her. It might take her longer than I want.
Okay. I'll see you tomorrow. Maggie, don't you think you were being a little too dramatic?
We've had this plan for years, and she just left. I mean, how can I even go to college now?
Don't then.
Don't be stupid. What would I do?
I don't know, right?
I didn't even think about that.
And maybe try to forgive Lore. She just wants the best for herself.
I can't trust her. She broke us. I will forgive her, but I can't trust her.
Deal. Now, the matter at hand. Summer, do you want to go on a trip to Europe with me? And my fam, of course.
Really? I would love to. Thanks for helping me. Mommy, who are these people?
Smiles of people I knew a long time ago.
Who is your favorite?
Mine.
That's my favorite, too.
Can this line move any slower?
Yes, I understand. I know, but the wedding is in 2 weeks. Yes. The line is super long, honey.
She looks pretty.
Rex?
1 second, I promise, and I'll be there to sign the contract. Yes, no more singing. Got it.
Rex?
Yes? You, Lauren? I can't believe, who's this?
My son.
I'm 4!
I got pregnant in college. How are you?
Great. Getting married and signing an album deal.
That's amazing, Rex.
Thanks. How about you? I haven't really talked to you since the incident.
I'm getting a master's in psychology, and I have a son, and I'm going to start teaching creative writing at the high school soon.
Where's the father?
Non-existent, but I love being a mom.
Yeah.
Is that my brilliant friend, Rex?
Maggie.
Tommy, you can get a candy if you want.
So how are you, Rex? It's been so long. I mean, what? Haven't you signed yet?
No. Signing tomorrow.
You must be stoked.
Yeah.
Mommy, I want the gummy ones.
Those are in the back of the store, sweetheart. Can you pick the ones that are over here?
No, I want the gummy string ones.
Lore, do you want me to go get them? I'm sure Maggie can save my spot.
Lore? Let me go get them.
Sorry about her. She's so sweet, but still a little hung over what happened.
No worries. Someone's getting them for you.
Yay!
I got it. Here you go, buddy.
Thank you.
Lauren, I'm sorry. But you were right. I met the best people in college. But simultaneously, you hurt me.
I'm sorry about hurting you. I didn't think it would make that big of an impact.
It did.
Who is this?
A friend from a long time ago.
Lauren, would you like to come to a masquerade ball with us next week?
I'm sure I can get a babysitter.
I'm no baby.
I'm sorry, little dude. Big kid sitter. Oh, I almost forgot.
What?
I made a promise to myself.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Me too.
You have been listening to Redemption, written by Madeline Ross Brown and directed by Tazio Russo. Our cast included Sydney Ahern, Freya Hansen, Addison McClure, and Dagmar Hansen. Our technical director, as always, is Lily Dubois. I'm your host, Dickie Magadoff. Good night, and thanks for listening to Scratched Up Radio Theater. KKRN Community Radio is a listener-supported, all-volunteer station. We rely on donations from our listeners, and especially during this pandemic when we cannot hold our several yearly fundraising events. Please consider a donation at this time to help keep our great programming on the air, deal with the kind of technical difficulties, and generally make it possible to meet all of our expenses. Go to kkrn.org and click on the donate button, or if you prefer, send a check to KKRN PO Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California 96084.
Hey there, this is Thorin Hansen from KKRN 88.5 FM from Round Mountain.